This is an interview for the Grant McEwen Community College Oral History Project on March 27th, 2019 with Julie Mahendran. This is Vala McLean in Edmonton, Alberta, and Julie is in Toronto, Ontario. Mm-hmm. I'd like to start off with asking, what did you study at the community college and when?
So I was a student in the music diploma program, I believe it was called at the time. It was a 2-year diploma program. And I completed it. I was there from 95 to 97.
And what made you want to attend Grant McEwen Community College?
Well, I wanted to study music, voice as an instrument. And I was interested primarily in jazz. And having grown up at Edmonton, and that's where my family lived, so it was the most logical place to study. And I heard that Grant McEwen had a great program for music and with the focus in jazz as opposed to classical voice, that sort of thing, which is, I guess, more the norm, I guess, in terms of post-secondary education. So that's why I chose Grant McEwen.
And which, can you name the campus you attended and describe what it was like?
Yes, I attended the big orange building in the West End, which is now defunct, I understand. It was a great experience. It was kind of one of those, I was trying to think of what my first recollections would have been. And I don't recall exactly, but I do, when I think of the building, I do think of it as a very eclectic, construction with a very homey feel. There was, certainly in the music area where we were, there was still, some comfy sofas to gather around and discuss things and hang out. That's about what I recall.
And what were some of your favorite classes, and why did you enjoy those?
Well, I think my ensemble classes were some of my favorites, which was basically a class where you're almost preparing a song and singing in a different style every week, and it sort of opened me to the breadth of types of performances and music that was out there for me to perform and explore. Another one were my harmony classes. I really enjoyed those and getting to understand more about jazz music theory. I had had classical piano lessons, and so I had some of that music theory background, but I found that the jazz approach was very different, and it really hooked me more than the classical side of things. It helped me to understand the theory behind music a lot better.
And what about some of your favorite instructors, their names and why you like them?
Well, my private instructor while I was there was definitely one of my favorites. Her name was Shondell Rimmer, is Shondell Rimmer. I believe she's still there, to my knowledge. And she had a similar voice type to me. She'd been through the Grant McEwen program and to Berkeley, which is where I ultimately went as well to finish my Bachelor of Music. And so she probably had an influence on that. And so we just kind of hit it off personally, as well as she taught me a lot about how to develop my voice into the way I wanted it to be as a vocalist. Another instructor I have to mention is Rick Garn, who was certainly, I think, ear training I took with him as a formal class, but then I did some extracurricular activities with him as the leader as well, and so I spent a little bit more time with him as well, and he was very, very positive and very, very influential as well.
Can you tell me about some of the on-campus activities you might have participated in?
Yes. Well, one of those was with Rick. I auditioned for and became a part of the showcase band, as they called it then. I don't know if they still do, which is an extracurricular. They had two showcase bands that were kind of their function was to, I guess, give some of the students an experience of being in a working band, preparing repertoire and performing it. And so we got the opportunity to represent the college at certain functions or get some performance experience, you know, various ways of promoting the college, whether it be like on local TV stations or performances on campus and even off campus sometimes. I also auditioned for and was a part of the big band for a year, I believe, and that was an amazing experience. It was a joint project with University of Alberta and the conductor there, Ray Burie, who I believe he's still around. I'm not sure if he was either retiring or getting close to it, but he was also a wonderful mentor, and I learned a lot being able to, it's my first time performing with a band that size, you know, a band of literally like, I guess, 15 horn players plus a rhythm section, so it was quite exciting.
And when you look back at your time spent at the community college, what are some of the best experiences that you take away from that?
Well, I think it's definitely some of those performance and learning experiences with those two bands that I was part of. It was really developing my skills and technique as a musician. It was also the friendships that I made there. That's probably one of the number one things I can think of. It was my second go around. I had already studied different subjects post secondary, and so this time it was something I was really passionate about, and I was really focused. And I definitely immersed myself a lot more in the program and in getting to know my peers and spending time with them. And there was a lot of projects that we worked on together, so it was a great bonding experience, I think, for all of us.
And looking back, what are some of your proudest achievements during your time at the community college?
Well, I think it was being part of those two bands was a great achievement for me because obviously not everyone could be in them, so I consider myself very lucky. My final recital was felt like quite an achievement because it was sort of the culmination of all my studies and all put into this 1 hour of music that I, you know, that I had arranged and programmed and rehearsed and publicized and kind of like, you know, just sort of a preview for what life as a working musician, solo artist would be like. So that was really cool.
All right. Well, this is the last question of the interview. So this is just your opportunity. If I failed to ask you anything that you were hoping to share, but I just haven't given you the chance to do.
Well, I think there was one other experience that will definitely be a highlight was I believe this was two experiences I guess I could share. One was with the big band, we were able to. The big band was doing a performance with a guest vocalist from the U.S. in I believe it was at a festival in Banff, or it could have been in Edmonton. I can't remember now. She had some amazing charts for them to learn, and as the vocalist, I got to rehearse them with the band. And I believe even maybe preview them in a performance or two. And the music was just challenging, but just actually a joy to learn. And then also the showcase band got the opportunity to go and perform at an event in Banff, just after I graduated. And it was a great experience. Just again another bonding experience with the band, being able to perform in what felt like a very professional situation and just kind of watch everyone step up to the occasion and have a great time doing it.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you very much, Julie, for participating in this Grant McEwen Community College Oral History Project.
My pleasure.